to do was get our legal eagle, Mark Hutchison, founding partner of Hutchison and Steffen Law Firm, former Nevada Lieutenant Governor, wanted to find out what he thought. This is certainly a black eye on the legal community. When Michael Avenatti spent all of that time on cable news, and then it turns out he was guilty of extortion on no less than Nike. I mean, if you're going to pick on somebody you can beat. Don't pick on Nike, for crying out loud. Anyway, Michael Avenatti's legal troubles are not over. We'll talk about that with Mark Hutchison. That's all coming up. Stay where you are. Lots to do still. And by the way, I've still got a chance to win $1 million from Governor Sisolak. Yeah, we'll talk about what happened last night at 6 o'clock, which I think is really cool. One gal, a teacher, won $250,000. Cool. I love it. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ, where news is next.
There's a reason certified pre-owned Land Rovers enjoy such an outstanding reputation. They were once new Land Rovers. With 100,000 mile and up to 7 years coverage, certified pre-owned Land Rovers still have plenty of life left in the tank. They're like new in every respect and waiting to take you on your next adventure. Come find your certified pre-owned vehicle today at Jaguar Land Rover Las Vegas at our new location, 6425 Roy Horn Way, on the south side of the 215, just west of Jones.
Hi, I'm State Senator Scott Hammond. These are difficult times for all of us, a time set apart, but our Las Vegas community has always come together when we need to. We all have a part to play, and it is heartwarming to know that our community is strong enough to fight this. Many of you also have questions or concerns, which is why I have compiled as much information and resources on my website as possible. Please visit hammondfornevada.com/COVID-19. That's hammondfornevada.com/COVID-19. Paid for by Friends of Scott Hammond.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, AM 670 KMZQ, Las Vegas. Locally owned and operated by Kemp Broadcasting and Digital Outdoor.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Keith Peters. General Motors has announced a recall involving more than 400,000 pickup trucks in the United States.
The recall covers certain 2015 and 2016 Chevrolet and GMC Sierra 1500, 2500, and 3500 trucks. U.S. safety regulators say the airbag inflator can rupture or the end cap can fly off on both sides of the trucks. GM says it has no reports of injuries. The company says a manufacturing defect allowed moisture into the inflator while it was being manufactured, causing corrosion. Dealers will replace both side airbag modules. About 9,000 of the trucks were recalled last year for the same problem. I'm Mike Hempen.
President Biden is urging Russian President Vladimir Putin to take action against cyber criminals based in his country. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
During an hour-long phone call, the president pressed Putin to crack down on Russia-based cyber attacks and repeated his warning of possible consequences.
He reiterated that the United States will take any necessary action to defend its people and its critical infrastructure.
White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki. Friday's conversation came less than a month after the two leaders met in Geneva and following a new ransomware attack in the U.S. last weekend. Greg Clugston, The White House.
The death toll in the Florida condominium collapse has risen to 79 after 14 additional victims were pulled out of the rubble. Miami-Dade Mayor Daniela Levine-Cava announced the new number at a Friday news conference, calling it both staggering and heartbreaking. An additional 61 people are still unaccounted for. On Thursday, Paraguay's foreign minister said in a radio report the body of the sister of that country's first lady was among those found. On Wall Street, the Dow up by 442 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Tell me why Relief Factor is so successful in lowering or eliminating pain. I'm often asked that question. Pete and Seth Talbot, the father and son founders of Relief Factor, tell me they believe our bodies were designed to heal. The doctors who formulated Relief Factor selected the four best ingredients, 100% drug-free ingredients that each help your body deal with inflammation. Order the three-week quick start now. Discount it to only $19.95 to see if it will work for you too. Call 800-500-8384. ReliefFactor.com.
She's a purebred orange and white Brittany, but when we adopted April, she started scratching like crazy. I said, what you put into a dog is what you get out.
DinoVite.com.
So we added a huge scoop of Dinovite in her bowl. She licked it clean. She loved it. Her coat is now soft. It's silky. Dinovite is nutrition.
You get some Dinovite, how happy your dog will be.
A Dinovite. She's Little Miss Hollywood.
DinoVite.com.
It's finally happened. We're finally free. Hey, Kevin Wall here, and my friends at Ichabod's Lounge are at 100% capacity with the same old Vegas atmosphere customers have come to expect for more than three decades. Ichabod's, even after a pandemic, it's still one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the best promotions and amazing monthly cash giveaways and payouts. As they say at Ichabod's, we manage with generosity. When everyone else is cutting back, Ichabod's continues to super serve its customers and now super serving mask-free. Ichabod's Lounge features an incredible menu, including steaks, seafood, burgers, pastas, and five daily specials. And at Ichabod's Lounge, their kitchen is open 24-7 for you late-night foodies. Check out their nightly entertainment at the Piano Bar. I just love it. You want to win? You want to celebrate our freedom? Then I'll see you at Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge, and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
It's 5:04. This is your KMZQ News Flash. I'm Jim Dallas. A North Las Vegas kindergarten teacher and a Las Vegas high school sophomore were the big winners in the first drawing of the Vax Nevada Days raffle. Elizabeth Aldar found out she won the $250,000 cash prize at a news conference where Governor Sisolak invited some of the winners on stage. She says she'll use some of the money on a honeymoon that she and her husband have yet to take. 15-year-old Kiana Butler won the largest tuition prize of the night, $50,000 towards a post-secondary education. Butler says she wants to be a surgeon. The raffle will be awarded $5 million in cash and prizes to nearly 2,000 Nevada residents who've gotten at least one dose of the vaccine. Winners are going to be announced every Thursday through August 26th, when the winner of the $1 million grand prize will be announced. Congratulations to all the winners, and good luck next Thursday. Over 50,000 people are expected at Allegiant Stadium for Saturday's Garth Brooks concert. It is expected to draw a much larger audience than the Millennium performance last weekend. They say the best option to access the stadium is to walk from Las Vegas Boulevard via Hacienda, which will be closed to traffic, where concertgoers can take a 10 to 15 minute walk from the Strip resorts.
KMZQ On Time Traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers. Right now, come in for a synthetic blend oil change for just $17.95.
Bumper to bumper on the 15 right now, northbound at Tropicana. Also, do expect some delays into and out of the Spaghetti Bowl on US 95 eastbound and 515 westbound. Only two lanes are available there all the way between Main Street and Eastern Avenue.
Gather round. I want you to know that the movement we started is only just beginning. There's never been anything like it. The belief that a nation must serve its citizens will not dwindle, but instead only grow stronger by the day. As long as the American people hold in their hearts deep and devoted love of country, then there is nothing that this nation cannot achieve.
Check it out!
I go from this majestic place with a loyal and joyful heart, an optimistic spirit, and a supreme confidence that for our country and for our children, the best is yet to come.
It ain't about how hard you hit. It's about how hard you can get hit and keep moving forward. How much you can take and keep moving forward. That's how winning is done.
Number one.
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
And this hour of Live and Local brought to you by Hutchison and Stephan Law Firm. When you have a dispute with the government, they're the go-to law firm for Nevadan businesses. Get the help you need and get out of the maze. Hutchison and Stephan, call 702-385-2500 or visit hutchlegal.com. Introducing our next guest is going to be easy. He's got a whole lot of new best friends because he's got tickets to Garth. He is Mark Hutchison, the founding partner of Hutchison and Stephan Law Firm, former Nevada Lieutenant Governor. I've outed you now. People know your phone will be ringing.
Well, listen, I've become a hero to my wife. My wife loves Garth Brooks. We got some tickets to go see Garth Brooks. We could not be more excited. It's going to be terrific. Terrific, Kevin.
Well, and can I tell you, I've seen a lot of his televised concerts, and yeah. he plays all the hits. Friends in Low Places, everything. You'll love this. And have you even been in Allegiant Stadium yet?
I have not. No, this is going to be the first time. It's going to be the big celebration, you know, with kind of the end of the pandemic, and we're getting back in these big venues. It's going to be exciting.
Reason I wanted to have you on was the news just in the last couple of days. Michael Avenatti, who spent so much time on cable news trashing Trump, now is going to do 2.5 years of, I'm assuming, hard time in the slammer for extorting millions from Nike. First of all, just your knee-jerk reaction when you see a brother, a legal brother, going the wrong way.
Well, it just reminds me that the old adage really is true, you know, pride precedes the fall. Michael Avenatti is one of the most boastful, prideful people that, you know, you'll ever come across, and everybody saw that when he was making all the accusations against Trump, and you know, he just allowed his pride to cause him to think that he's above the law, and his troubles are just beginning, Kevin, because you know this he got nailed for extorting Nike, as you said, he's going to be serving 2.5 years. But then next week he starts a fraud trial in L.A., and then the week after that, or not, I guess not the week after that, maybe a few months after that, he's going to face another criminal trial in New York, and he's got problems. And the reason is because he just tried to cheat his way to making a whole bunch of money and continue to sustain a lifestyle that was, by some reports, you know, $200,000 a month.
Mark, let me ask you. I mean, you're an attorney. You've negotiated a lot of deals. You've had to play hardball, I'm sure, at one point or another. Where is that line that attorneys have to really tread lightly on? That one between playing hardball and extortion. I mean, is it pretty black and white?
Yeah, it's. I mean, well, I mean, in most ethical lawyers' minds, it's black and white. You cannot threaten to. You cannot threaten to, for example, bring a criminal proceeding against somebody or report them to a state agency unless they pay you money. That is, you know, that's classic extortion. So, you know, even though, and a lot of times you got to, you know, be careful with clients who want to do that. They want to say, well, I've got all kinds of information that could really cause somebody a problem with, say, for example, the state contractors board. Or they say, hey, I'll go to the DA because I know that he's not paying. He's not paying his child support, or I'll go to the IRS because I know that he's cheating on his taxes. Unless, and that's all fine, you can do that as a citizen. You can go report all that all you want. But if that precedes the word unless you pay me money, or unless you transfer property to me, that constitutes a classic type of extortion. And what Avenatti did was basically a derivative of that kind of approach. He said to Nike, I'm going to cause you billions of dollars in damages to your publicity and to your image unless you pay my client, you know, millions and millions of dollars, and in turn me millions and millions of dollars. I'm going to hold a press conference just before your quarterly, you know, conference call, your quarterly profit conference call. I'm going to, you know, try to tie you to, you know, bribes that you're making to NBA-bound college players and their families, all of which were false, but would lead to the payment of money to him. So I'm going to cause you all kinds of publicity and damage to your company unless you pay me millions, That's extortion.
How is this different, though, than the federal government and the Department of Justice, where they sit on somebody, try to get them to flip, and they say, we're not just going to throw you in jail, we're going to throw your son in jail. Michael Flynn had that happen to him. There have been Paul Manafort and a host of others. How is this different than the government doing that?
Yeah, well, you know, securing cooperation of witnesses or cooperation of even those who are targets of criminal investigation by the government is not covered by the extortion statutes, Kevin. That's the short answer. That when you are the government, and remember, you know, our law, you know, really kind of descended down from England, where the king, you know, made the laws, and the king decided what laws would be passed and what laws would be enforced and whether they would be enforceable against him or not. It's in the same vein where the government here says, look at extortion applies to a certain group of people, and when we go out and put a lot of pressure on targets in criminal investigations or witnesses in criminal investigations, that does not constitute extortion. They've just carved that out for themselves.
Again, joining us, a guy that knows a lot about the law. He has been at winning and losing ends of a lot of different cases. He's negotiated deals. He is Mark Hutchison, founding partner, Hutchison & Steffen Law Firm, and a former Nevada lieutenant governor. Michael Avenatti is not the only legal eagle in a little bit of difficulty. Rudy Giuliani lost his law license in New York, and now it looks like he's going to lose it in D.C. What do you know of those cases there? And by the way, how does that work with law licenses and the state bar and all of that stuff?
Yeah, well, the Supreme Court of any state is the arbiter of attorney conduct, attorney discipline, and any kind of actions that would be taken against your law license. And it's a privilege to be practicing law, and privileges can be revoked or privileges can be temporarily suspended, as with what happened here with Rudy. And the way it works is that every state has a committee. In some states, like New York, it's called the Grievance Committee, the New York State Bar Grievance Committee. Here in the state of Nevada, it's the State of Nevada Disciplinary Committee. And they are a committee under the supervision of the state Supreme Court. And their job is to hear any complaints by the public about attorney misconduct or attorney problems or ways in which they think that they've been damaged or harmed by unethical or improper conduct. And those committees then will consider a complaint that is filed by the actual state bar and determine whether or not there's sufficient cause to temporarily suspend the license of an attorney, which is what happened to Rudy here. It's not permanent. And then eventually whether or not a permanent suspension or disbarment or nothing. You know, they could maybe give a letter of caution. They could do it privately. They could do a public reprimand. There's different levels of discipline, but that's all under these disciplinary committees or these grievance committees. And then the Supreme Court must ultimately sign off on any of the discipline that results in suspension or disbarment.
Can you have your law license suspended just because you disagree with an election?
No. That would not be grounds at all for a suspension of a license. And I was really surprised that New York suspended, even temporarily, Rudy's license here. Now, look, there's going to be, you know, people who are going to say that that there was all kinds of challenges with what Rudy did. But the reason that you would suspend the license, which is what happened here, before there's a hearing, there hasn't even been a hearing on this yet. Rudy hasn't even had a chance to fully present his case yet. That's coming up. But what the court in New York said was there is a present danger to the public if Rudy Giuliani continues to practice law. So we are going to temporarily suspend his license before we have a full-blown hearing on this. And he has an opportunity to come in and present evidence and argue his position and that sort of thing. I was really surprised that they temporarily suspended his license because I don't think that Rudy is a present danger to the public. I mean, the conduct that they point to was his arguments, you know, in trying to challenge the election and get it overturned. Well, that happened back in November of 2020. What does that have to do with whether or not Rudy presents, you know, a danger to the public today? So I think there was probably some politics involved in this. But In any event, Rudy's going to have a chance to present his full case in a full hearing before the committee and then ultimately before the New York Supreme Court.
Mark, here in Nevada, we've had examples of judges and attorneys that get dragged before the bar, before the state Supreme Court. Can you talk a little bit about how that works, at least here in Nevada? And have we had a lot of folks that have been censured by the bar?
Well, you know, I represent attorneys before the state bar when they are brought before the state bar for purposes of discipline. And I've been through several hearings and have been involved in that process. And the way it works is a member of the public starts off with filing a complaint or submitting a complaint to the state bar. And I would tell you, Kevin, most of those complaints have to do with lawyers taking clients' money. And sometimes they have to do with, let's say, for example, a lawyer is representing a client in a personal injury action and the case settles and the lawyer takes, you know, the settlement amount, and then he's supposed to disperse it to his client and then keep his fees. And the client will complain that I never got my fees, or the lawyer kept too much of the money, or perhaps there's a guardianship where there's been a specific amount of money set aside in trust or for the guardianship, and the lawyer is supposed to safeguard that money, is supposed to account for it, and for some reason the lawyer takes that money and uses it for his or her own personal purposes. That is generally, I would say, most often the reason that really serious discipline is imposed. We have very strict rules that require us to segregate any money that should go to the law firm versus the money that belongs to the client. And if there's any mixing of that, or if you dip into that what's called the client trust account, you got big problems with the state bar. That's a very, very big violation. And that's often what you see in suspensions or disbarments.
And by the way, is that a bar association matter or is it a criminal matter?
It could be both. Because almost by definition, not almost, by definition, that would also be criminal theft of the client's money. So you'll often see both of those proceedings move forward together. And there'll be a criminal proceeding against the lawyer for theft or conversion. And then there'll be the disciplinary action, administrative action, to suspend or disbar the attorney because of those actions. But it all starts with a complaint that goes to the state bar. The state bar actually has a state bar counsel that kind of acts as the prosecutor and has staff that will then present to the disciplinary committee, you know, the complaint. The lawyer appears before the committee. The state bar counsel appears before the committee. There's evidence, there's witnesses, there's arguments, and then the committee comes to a conclusion as to what the facts are and what the discipline should be. As I mentioned before, it could be all the way from no discipline, private reprimand, public reprimand, a suspension, all up to disbarment.
Like I say, he's kind of a go-to guy when it comes to the law. He knows it. He knows it cold. Mark, always good. Hey, enjoy yourself tomorrow night. Hope you and the beautiful bride have a lot of fun. It should be a great concert, and you'll get a chance to experience Allegiant Stadium. This is going to be pretty cool.
It's monumental. It's just like I said. It's kind of the end of the pandemic celebration, and it's going to be fun to be in Allegiant Stadium and really see that facility for what it is, because it's a jewel for us.
Bring back some stories and send some pictures, okay?
All right. Thanks, Kevin.
Thanks, man. Mark Hutchison, founding partner, Hutchison & Steffen Law Firm, former lieutenant governor, and he's going to be in the house tomorrow for Garth Brooks. That's going to be something else. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue. My name is Kevin Wall. Good to have you with us. We'll take you right up to 6 o'clock on AM 670 KMZQ.
On air, online, or on demand. Take AM 670 KMCQ with you wherever you go. Download the SimpleRadio.com app and make us your favorite today.
Are you a small business owner? Would you like to turn your social media into an important profit center? Hey, Kevin Wall here, the owner of Battleborn Radio and a longtime client of the SKC Group. The pros at the SKC Group built our corporate website, then they updated that website to make it even more productive. The SKC Group designs and manages areas of digital marketing for a wide variety of businesses. Locally owned and operated, the SKC Group provides fully integrated solutions, whether you need a company brand, graphic design projects, or an engaging mobile-friendly website. What do I like most about the SKC Group? They showed me how an increased web presence
can mean more profit for my small business. And who doesn't want more profit? Let the pros at the SKC Group help you and your business. Ask for a free analysis of your current marketing strategies. Call 702-965-2016. That's 702-965-2016. Make that call right now.
There's a reason approved certified pre-owned Jaguars enjoy such an outstanding reputation. They were once new Jaguars. Hi, this is Ray DiNardi. With the 100,000-mile approved certified warranty, pre-owned Jaguars still have plenty of life left in the tank. They're like new in every respect and waiting to take you on many more exhilarating drives. Come find yours today at Jaguar Land Rover Las Vegas, 6425 Roy Horn Way, or visit us online at jlrlv.com.
Hello, this is Jared Fisher. I'm a business owner, community thought leader, and a previous candidate for governor. As the owner of Las Vegas Cyclery and Escape Adventures, I know the importance of exercise and spending time in the outdoors, and I know the amazing outdoor experiences we have in Nevada. Las Vegas Cyclery has kids' bikes, affordable hybrid bikes, mountain bikes, and road bikes. We also have a wide variety of the latest electric bikes, which affords the opportunity for those who want to ride a bike again but have some physical limitations. For more information, visit LasVegasCyclery.com. And for those of you interested in a guided biking or hiking outdoor tour, visit EscapeAdventures.com for gift cards and a one-of-a-kind outdoor adventure. Our phone number is 702-596-2953. We're located at 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215. That's 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215.
Here's a fun fact for you. The average chameleon can point their eyes in two different directions. On the other hand, the average human can't. So unless you're a chameleon, there's absolutely no way you can focus on texting and driving at the same time. So don't do it, unless you're a chameleon.
Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Nevada may be the driest state in the nation, but we're still at risk of flooding year-round. As waters rise in our rivers during the winter and spring, and flash floods come with no warning in the summer, it's important to protect yourself, your family, home, pets, and livestock. Most homeowners insurance does not cover flooding. Typically, there is a 30-day waiting period from the date of purchase before flood insurance coverage becomes effective. Flood insurance covers your home and your possessions inside of it, with the ability to recover faster and more fully. Nevada floods. Are you prepared? There are steps you can take now to mitigate risks. Visit NevadaFloods.org to find out if your home is in a flood-prone area, what to do before, during, and after a flood, and obtain flood insurance information. Visit NevadaFloods.org. Don't wait until it's too late.
This message sponsored by a FEMA grant, the Nevada Division of Water Resources, aired in cooperation with the Nevada Broadcasters Association and this station.
Newsmakers, newsbreakers, and everything in between. Live and local with Kevin Wall, weekday afternoons from 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
And this hour brought to you by the Libre Initiative. Tell you what let's do. Let's go to your phone calls. A lot of you holding very patiently. We thank you for that. You want to join us? I've got one line open. You want to sneak through? You can. 844-263-8232. If you want to join us, 844, the number 2, Nevada. That's how we do it. In fact, let's go to Carl. Carl, Clinical Carl, you're up and you're on live and local. Go right ahead.
Yeah, Kevin, I tried earlier, but I was really busy. I heard you say you wondered why I hadn't called. Anyway.
I don't think I said that. I don't think I said that.
You didn't?
No, I don't think I did. Don't think I did.
I'm getting delusions of grandeur, I guess.
Obviously. What's going on, man?
Well, I'm trying to... You're talking about people, a lot of the right-wing talk shows and so forth are saying, people are being forced to get the vaccine. They're just governments trying to force it. I had somebody come to my door and say, have you been vaccinated? And I said, well, yes, I've been fully vaccinated, Moderna, so forth. They said, oh, well, I will give you a list of places where you can get it if you decide to get it. They're not dragging you out the door and saying you better get it or else. Nobody's forcing you to get it. I don't know where this came from or where it's coming from.
Well, the fact is, Carl, and I'm glad you called and I thank you. And you make a good point. But I'm just saying, when the government sends people door to door, knocking on your door,